Tonight we've been celebrating poetry, translation, and poetry in translation. The translations we've heard pay tribute to our guest of honor, the Nobel laureate, the poet and translator Seamus Heaney. They unlock doors to his work and invite readers in other languages and cultures into the world of his subtle, very complex, beautiful poetry. George Steiner has said, of the tightrope acts of language, that of the translation of poetry is the most defiant. There is no safety net. Thank you, translators, for choosing to walk this tightrope. We're profoundly grateful to Seamus Heaney and to his translators and editors for agreeing to share their words with us on this special occasion, the first public event hosted by the Centre for Literary Translation. Ireland Literature Exchange, the organisation which I direct, has a new home in the Centre for Literary Translation. We're very, very grateful to the Provost, Patrick Prendergast, and to Dr. Sarah Smith in particular, for making us so welcome. The board of Ireland Literature Exchange, the staff, Aoife Walsh, Denise Dwyer, Radmila Radanovich, and myself look forward to cooperating with our new partners on many more exciting new translation projects. Anthony Burgess said that translation is not a matter of words only. It's a matter of making intelligible a whole culture. So what is Ireland Literature Exchange? What role does it play in helping translate Ireland to the world outside? How is it involved in helping make a whole culture intelligible? Well, Ireland Literature Exchange was established in 1994 to promote Irish literature abroad, primarily in translation. From small beginnings, in one small room with just a table and a chair in the Irish Writers' Centre in Parnell Square, Ireland Literature Exchange has grown to be the vibrant, if somewhat underfunded, organisation that it is today. We've now supported 1,500 books in translation in 50 different languages. Let me give you some examples of our work. Well, in the past few weeks, we've taken delivery of a number of Ireland Literature Exchange subsidised translations. Selected Poems by William Butler Yeats in Swedish, and I'm going to give the names of the translators because, as we all know, translators, literary translators, are often forgotten. So translated by Anne Christian Ackland. Paul Murray's novel, Skippy Dies, in Russian, translated by Tatiana Azakovich. And a selection of Frank McGinnis's plays in Polish translation by Jacek Kaduczak, Michał Lakbar, and Claudina Rosin. And one of Frank McGinnis's plays will be performed at a festival in Szczecin in Poland in the coming weeks, again translated by these translators. And we're delighted to support this work. But translation is not just about books and words, it's about cultural understanding. In the past 10 years, Ireland Literature Exchange has hosted an annual bursary program, and many of the translators you see here have come to Ireland on that program in the past to work on Seamus Heaney's translations and on other works too. So the purpose of the bursary is to deepen the translators' understanding of Ireland and, by extension, of the text that they're translating. The bursaries enable translators to visit Ireland, spend time immersing themselves in the culture of the country, its poetry and music, its food, and of course, sometimes even its drink. Not to mention Ireland's endless weather and its equally endless conversations about the weather, which, as we all know, have everything to do with everything except the weather. More importantly, the translator is afforded the opportunity, where possible, to meet and discuss translation challenges with the author of the words they're translating. And in this, we know that Seamus Heaney has been particularly generous with all his translators around the world. Thank you. In an account of a visit to Ireland, the translator Andras Imre, whom you've heard this evening, perfectly captures the purpose of the Ireland Literature Exchange bursary when he describes a visit to Dublin. It not only helped me to get involved in the broad Irish context of which Heaney himself is a part and to which he certainly often refers, but in certain cases, it gave me the clue to some specific translation problems. I didn't know, for example, how to imagine a woodcrane's hair mentioned in one of the poems until I almost ran into a 16th century full-size woodcrane at the Medieval Ireland exhibition. All the translators you hear tonight, Pura, Jerzy, Andras, Grigori, and Francesca, and the brilliant translation editor Anna Ravenna, are true friends and ambassadors of Irish literature. Without them, so much of our great literature would remain locked, inaccessible to millions of readers who do not read English. At a roundtable discussion by the translators, which we held in the Centre for Literary Translation yesterday, the translators described the act of translation variously as a blessing, a sacrifice, a torture, a joy, and ultimately the activity which gives their lives meaning. We are honoured to be here tonight with you, Seamus Heaney, whose words help give so many people, not just translators, meaning. And we're delighted to celebrate the work of great literary translators and editors in carrying your words safely across that dizzy tightrope of understanding.